If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Moaning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on a lovely Thursday.
Yup.
Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Tobin.
Hello!
Hello!
Thanks for taking my $10.
It was your bet. You started it.
That is true.
Wow.
Like, don't blame me. That was, we put it on you. That's how you wanted to go.
No, I went group decision. I
should. Oh, okay.
Now you want to blame it on the group.
Well, wow. I would say Tobin led parlays. Close. Leroy led parlays.
Oof.
That's so close.
Oof.
Golden sombrero.
Wow.
Oof.
Now
Oof.
We got a narrator to my bad bet.
Oof.
Well,
not so close.
Not so close. Yeah, the Marlins got smacked yesterday by the Reds. Their win streak on the road comes to an end. Sandy. Been a tough year. It's been a tough year for the former Cy Young Award winner.
I mean, I'm trying to think, is it because it's so close to home that we aren't recognizing, how this may take some time for him to come back from that surgery? Or are we...
I mean, maybe it's also an age-ish thing coming back.
He's not 30
yet. He's not 30 yet, but, I mean, his protege had the same surgery and is starting to mow dudes down and look like the phenom that he was already.
But he had it before...
No, they didn't. They had it. Sandy had it earlier.
Yeah, but Sandy had more... What I'm saying is Sandy threw more pitches beforehand.
Well, that's the question. Yeah, has he burned himself out?
Is he
the same guy that he was, or has he burned himself out?
Only pitching for the Marlins do starting pitchers feel like they have to play every pitch every inning because their bullpen has been...
I can't really do a Marlins thing on that. Like, he had a phenomenal season, and that's how he pitched like nobody pitched. He pitched like this was the 70s. He was friggin' Bob Gibson, like going out there and wanted to go out there and close every. It was phenomenal.
Right.
The next year, he didn't look himself. It kind of felt like he almost pitched hurt the whole year.
Right.
And then, you know, had to miss a year. So his Cy Young Award season, I can't blame anybody for that. Like, he was amazing. And by the way, that's not a guy who likes to get taken out of games. I mean, he would fist fight Don Mattingly or Skip Schumacher. Like, don't take me out of the game. I'm going to kill you.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think there's anything to blame. And I think the thing that sucks is this is probably going to scare people off even more, because I thought at the time it was great what he was doing. I was like, oh, look at him. He's actually trying to compete through an entire game.
Right.
And he was super efficient, too. Like, I mean, not a guy who struck out a lot. He's like, he could get through a whole game and not have to throw a ton of pitches. But it is a bummer to see him because, you know, he takes this stuff. Like, he takes these losses very, very hard, very competitive, wears it on his sleeve. And just, it's been a rough year. He's got a 7.2 ERA.
Oof.
That is correct.
That is correct, Tua. It's tough.
Woo!
It's tough.
Camp is right around the corner.
So we won't be betting on him anytime soon. We won't be betting on him anytime soon.
Sandy? Yeah.
You wanted to bet the under first.
Huh?
Under was done in two pitches.
Wonder why the Marlins were underdogs.
they were on a win streak.
They were favored yesterday, weren't they?
No, Marlins were dogs. No,
they were dogs yesterday, and I was like, this doesn't make sense. They're on a streak. They just mopped them the day before. And
I think it had more to do with they do pitching matchups.
Nah.
I mean, you know, Sandy's not a guy that probably like, if he wins, it's a surprise right now, which kind of speaks to where he's at. But, yep, Marlins get smacked by the Reds, 7-2. Sandman went five innings, but he gave up six runs on nine hits.
Jeez.
Woof. And the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Heat, they had Norman Powell speak to the media yesterday via Zoom. I think he is a very confident individual. I think he won the press conference. I can confidently say.
All right.
He won the press conference.
That's all you can do.
Got to win the day.
He just has something about him, J-Fig. There's just something about him.
His aura?
He does seem to maybe an aura or mystique is too strong, but he has a confidence, a very obvious confidence about himself. I think the thing that was interesting, honestly, the thing that was most interesting is he called out the Clippers because he was like, they told me we were going to have extension talks when I got back from Europe. And then the next thing I know, I'm on the Heat. Yeah. So, like, he basically made it sound like the Clippers hoodwinked him, where they were like, oh, yeah, baby, we're going to talk about that extension.
Nice. Look, chip on his shoulder.
I'm not. They all do that. Man, like, they want you to feel safe and secure because they know that that's going to be the best version of you. Until they don't. Like, that's sports. It's a tough, because, look, this doesn't happen for the stars, and it doesn't happen for the guys who are just hanging on. Those guys, you know what the stars are going to get. They're going to get the max or whatever, okay? For the guys who are just making it, if you get a 2-3-year deal, you know, okay, it's guaranteed, I'm in. It's the middle. The middle 75% of the league that the teams are just telling you whatever, right? We've seen it. We've seen it on a number of teams. Oh, I thought that we were going to talk about. And it'd be interesting to see because we got a guy who's going to be in that same boat this year in Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But I don't like, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, it just seems to me like.
But it did sound like when Pat Riley spoke at his end of season presser that they were up front with Tyler being like, hey, if we don't sign you. Because Pat Riley did say, hey, he's cool. Like, if this doesn't happen. Like,
so was Jimmy!
Yeah, but come on.
I know. I'm not gonna write.
It's like assuming everyone's gonna turn into the Joker.
I know, but I'm just saying.
The Pinks, they win 2-1, but not the people we need to score goals. So who cares?
Who scored?
Messi.
Oh, he did score.
Yeah,
look at him.
He's good.
Balling against these scrub teams again.
Didn't Real Madrid just get smoked yesterday? Or they were getting smoked. I don't know what the final score ended up being, but it was 3-0 when I saw.
Ugh.
Not the Mbappe revenge game?
4-0.
This is Evelyn. Oh, hello, Evelyn.
Nice to meet you.
When he doesn't have a water bottle, ladies and gentlemen, we'll hear his voicemails.
He'll find a way.
Are we disturbing you? You got to do do some business calls during the show?
You know it's a good thing to do during the first segment?
I sent it to voicemail, and then I wanted to see who it was. And it, like, when you click on it, it goes to the voicemail and it plays like
that'd be crazy.
It's Evelyn.
Right?
Evelyn.
Hey, girl.
But, yeah. So Mbappe got embarrassed yesterday? PSG's good. I mean, you know.
I guess they're good, but I mean, this Messi, though.
What do you mean, dude?
No, he's supposed to be the best. They beat one.
He was the best.
They beat one random team from Brazil and another stupid team from a place I don't even know.
But they're not going to beat the team that's the best team in the world.
He's inviting all of his friends over here. He gets all the money. He gets all the attention. And he's just kind of just beating up on scrubs.
Hmm.
Just beating up on scrubs.
Heat Check says, not that anyone cares. This whole thing is just a glorified Champions League.
Mm.
Hey, I can't tell you.
Worldwide Champions League instead of a European Champions League?
Yeah, just bringing everybody in. But either way, That's that.
I mean, I don't. How much soccer do they play a year?
They like
because
to
it seems like it's
never a break,
right?
Mm.
And then there's guys on loan, and then you got to play in the national team, and like yeah, all right.
Tell you who the greatest laundry dry cleaning person of all time is. Yeah. That's our guy Ara over at A&T Dry Cleaners. No debate about that. No matter the dry cleaning league, Champions League, Premier League, MLS, doesn't matter, dude. Use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. You can call them up 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
Yep, they've been around for 40 years. They can do same-day sewing. They have a seamstress on site. It's Ara's mother, so you know you're getting that motherly care. They can pick up, drop off your orders. And if you call them and tell them Tobin and Leroy sent you, 25% off.
25.
Yep. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach. And once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you will never launder your own clothes again.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the show. I'm going to talk to David Feldman, president of BKFC. He's going to hop on the StreamYard later on today as they're having a big press conference today at the Hard Rock.
Who's fighting?
They got a card this weekend. I don't know who's doing the main event this weekend. I'll look that up. But they're having a big rollout, and the big thing is Conor McGregor is going to be there, and there's Mike Perry, my broadcast partner. He's going to be there, and they kind of have.
Does Conor McGregor have a part of this?
Yes, he has part ownership in it.
Okay,
honestly, anywhere he goes, you know, chaos can follow. So
yeah.
I believe it's open to the public. So if you guys want to go see, there's supposed to be like a who's who of fighters there. So if you're a combat sports fan and you want to be in attendance for it, I believe it's at 7 o'clock tonight in one of the ballrooms of the Hard Rock. But we're gonna talk to him about like what's all going down, and they got a card on Saturday night at the Hard Rock Live. The NBA summer's going on right now, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. You guys familiar with Marcos? Is his name just Speed, or is it I Show Speed?
I Show Speed.
But sometimes I hear him just be called Speed.
Because it'd be ridiculous every time to be like I Show Speed. Yeah. But because it's just like a nickname, you know, you don't want to say I Show every time. It's just a weird thing. It was a screen name, like a gamer tag that developed to a.
Well, that's why I didn't know if like that was his channel name, but he's just Speed.
Yeah, for just like it's kind of like you know, when they go from Lil Wayne to Wayne.
He's the biggest streamer on the planet right now, yeah?
Currently, yeah. He's probably the hottest streamer on the planet.
He jumps over cars. He was supposed to race Tyreek Hill. He claims Tyreek Hill ducked him. You know, but he, you know, he gets these guys on the stream. And so I don't know how well this is going to translate audio-wise.
Yeah.
But I watched this clip because it's, you know, this is the viral clip that's going on right now because he talks about his future, because he's like, oh, you know, you're going to go to like New York. What are you going to do? And so Giannis, I'm going to let you hear the answer, but like, look at his facial expressions when he answers this. Cause I was like,
LA to taxes bad. New York taxes bad.
Yeah.
Hell no.
A lot of people have tried to convince me. To go and play there and stuff.
Oh no.
No.
So you staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. We'll see. Probably I love Milwaukee.
Don't sound
that,
like
that's that's a church right there. Up there.
That's so awkward.
That was, I mean, like, that
was strange.
I'm uncomfortable. Because
I'm seeing, like, all over Twitter, like, oh, yeah, I'll probably stay in Milwaukee. Like, when you read it, if I was a Milwaukee Bucks fan, if I just read the quote, I'd be like, oh, great.
Yeah.
But they don't have, like, the 9 dot, dot, dots.
The looking around.
Here's the deal, though. Anxious. Here's the deal. Like, there's different levels of interview. They literally sound like they're just chit chat.
Well, that's this. And so, that's what they do.
That's why. But
what
that's
they
why,
sound so like is like they're on a first date. But they've never met.
That's why. That's why it comes across that way.
Nothing in common.
It's not like you know, he's just spitting out a bunch of questions. They're just kind of having conversations because clearly, oh, that's the church, just comes out of nowhere. They're just talking. So the responses and stuff like that, you're reading into it like an interview. It's just the appearance of it.
Yeah, but it's also like, hey, you happy with her? Yeah, you know, I'm happy with her.
Yeah, but that's just,
sounds like a head is turning.
We'll see.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it is. Oh, you in love? Yeah, you know.
He's not. We'll see.
He doesn't sound spitting.
Right.
Yeah. I do kind of feel, though, that I think sometimes people, especially of, I know Giannis isn't too old, but of the older generation, get a little uncomfortable with the whole camera 24/7 thing. And I think not necessarily that he has to have leverage with Milwaukee, but he's so used to being coach speak or having to talk and say certain right. things to make sure you don't give up leverage or whatever that he's like, is this okay to say? I think I can say this. Yeah, this is fine. And I kind of feel like he was just being hesitant in that sense. But maybe. It was really weird.
I don't know, dude.
It's really weird.
I don't know.
I was uncomfortable.
I don't know. It was strange. Yeah, yeah. You know what I would have said, though? No one loves Milwaukee, dude. That's not what I would have said. Yeah, sure.
Oh, really? Why? Why?
I would have asked, why do you like us so much?
Not staying there, though, huh? Going back to Greece for the summer.
What's Milwaukee called? Remember we did the cities and stuff?
But it's just the whole setup. Like,
Brew City.
The responses are, you know, the way they're going back and forth. Like they're just chit chatting.
Cream.
So they weren't, but it's not. It's a chit chat flows. A chit chat flows. It always was like.
It did not flow.
Sometimes you bring up.
Flow. It didn't flow, but that's what makes it kind of just shooting a bleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're but you ever shoot really the bleep and then bring up a conversation that makes you uncomfortable? Like, that's like there's a difference. Sometimes there are things when it flows, and then there's something that's like a wet fart in church.
Yeah. If he was like 100%, he'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I love Milwaukee.
I love it, baby.
Yeah, come on, little baby. I love Milwaukee.
He said he loves Milwaukee.
Yeah, he did, but I mean.
That sounded kind this of is,
you know what? I wouldn't be upset. This is why, like, it's hard to do interviews or have conversations with anybody.
Like, does to he read sound like that in it, every other interview?
To read into it so much, right? Like, yeah. Like, I would never want to be in a situation where I'm just, you know, talking and my tone or whatever leads people to leave. Now we got to ask him 20 more questions?
Respectfully, though, you're on the biggest stream on the planet right now. You're on.
Right. No,
so,
I
like,
know.
You can't feel that awkward. Like, obviously,
no, but he
obviously you know what that
he
brings.
He doesn't seem like he's awkward. He doesn't seem, no.
Looking around like that is not awkward?
Yeah, he's like looking around. He's like looking at the floor.
And keep in mind, also.
He has a also, polo on.
Also.
He does not have.
Also, clearly the conversation before that was about something else. Because right in the middle of that, he goes, oh, there's the church.
Yeah,
because
he wanted to change the topic.
No, but like.
A topic that he also possibly brought up.
We're only picking snippets of the conversation, right? Like, to just out of the blue talk about a church. So, I mean, the conversation before that must have been about something
else.
Yeah,
because you want to move on. Like, if you don't want to talk about it.
Did you see the whole interview? Oh,
no, you can't. It's streaming. Like, it streams the whole day.
Oh, it streams right now. Okay,
like, you can't.
Okay. I mean, I don't really go.
I'm not going to sit there and watch
look at him, like that,
him so. And Giannis go and pick out grapes in the middle of. Do they have grapes in Greece?
Yeah, they got grapes in Greece. Yeah. Gotta have grapes and
vineyards.
I don't know.
What do you feed in the
isn't
kings?
Greek is like ouzo?
What?
The licorice.
The wrestler?
No. Ouzo is a drink. You don't know what ouzo is?
No. Ouzo vert?
No.
I liked it. That's a point.
It's little Uzi, though. It's not ouzo.
It's makes it a joke.
He knew what it was?
Yeah, it's little Uzi. But yeah, it's Greek. Famous, yeah, it's ouzo. It's like licorice.
Yeah, okay. Well, Leroy's mic looks like he's telling him a secret.
Dude, famous.
He's like sitting there. He goes, yeah, love Milwaukee. Oh, look, a bird.
Yeah.
Here, let's see.
Exactly.
Like
Uzo.
Any other topic.
Look, Uzo.
If you change the question, though.
Uzo is a dry anise flavor aperitif that widely consumed in Cyprus and Greece. It's made from rectified spirits that have undergone a process.
There you go.
Like
riveting.
Yeah, no. But it tastes like licorice.
So there are grapes in Greece.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No, it's... No. It's... I'm trying to look. I know I've had it before.
All right. Well, the answer is yes. It has over 300 native grape varieties.
That's great.
There you go.
Great.
It's great.
LA, the tax is bad. New York tax is bad. Yeah. Hell no.
A lot of people tried to convince me. Tried to convince me to go and play there and stuff.
Oh, no. No. So you're staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. Probably.
We'll stutter.
We'll see.
Mm. We'll see.
Coughing.
We'll see.
Probably a little Milwaukee.
No, okay.
And that's
yeah.
That's
okay, hold on.
Look at his hands. How nervous they are.
Come on,
this is
dude.
Weird, though, dude.
I mean, that was like.
Keep in mind. So they're spending the whole day together.
Yeah, I guess so,
for sure.
So yeah, like the conversations are gonna.
Oh, look! Can we get out of this, please?
Yeah. All right.
I'd like to say I probably.
So they spent a whole day together, and we took 15 seconds out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not like a cut up 15 seconds. Like, that's what it was talking. Like, you're saying it's. I mean, you don't think there's anything? You didn't think it was awkward at all?
No.
All right.
No.
We'll see.
I just think we want it to be something. I don't look into things like that like you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, everything means something. And it usually means, every time a player says something to you, it usually means that guy's coming to
the
heat.
I don't understand what the argument here is. You don't think that people can say words but be insincere? Like, you don't think tone and body language matters?
Yes, it does. But there's a difference in having tone and body language in a interview that you're like, you know, a 5-minute interview or whatever. But we're talking about two guys that spent a whole day together, and we took 15 seconds out of that day without even knowing what the conversation was before that, because all of a sudden they start talking about a damn church.
You know what the conversation was? The conversation was on New York taxes.
Yeah, that's... All right. Like, for
how long,
that
how long have they been
minute,
together right now?
I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
I don't
like,
know.
Why
is that
no,
information
I'm
on
saying
the
it because I want to see
you guys are acting
this
like we,
goes on with what you're saying.
But you guys are acting like we're taking something like completely out of context. Like he's asking him straight up, are you staying in Milwaukee? And he's like,
probably.
No, it was probably.
Okay, that's a little.
And
a
then
little
it was much. Like,
and,
no,
and so,
I like Milwaukee.
And so if he's not staying in Milwaukee, what does it mean?
Means he was lying, dude.
No, it doesn't.
Lying through his teeth.
No, he doesn't. Mm. People lie all the time. Jimmy said he was going to play basketball.
Hmm?
That was a lie.
It was a lie.
Okay, yeah. It happens all the time.
It was a lie.
Because a lot of times you just want to, whatever it is, you don't want to say.
I don't know what the conversation, but like that's.
That's my point.
I don't know what that has to do with anything. Though.
No, but you don't know what the conversation was.
They were talking about taxes.
No, for
he says,
that second, but.
He brings up, they've been trying to get me to play in New York.
Right.
And then he's like, by the way, he shot down New York pretty quickly.
No, very
yeah.
quickly.
You know, because you want to know why? Too cold. And
right.
He's sick of being cold. Let me tell you something about your 30s. He's sick of being cold. So
it's true.
Gets to your bones, you know. Wants to be somewhere warm.
Imagine being in your 30s and being in Minnesota,
right?
Yeah, not far.
So you're running the same way like with me.
I thought it was weird how he ended it. It was definitely.
Oh look, a church.
It was this energy right here. It was what? What are you talking?
Sure.
Go!
Abort speed.
It just immediately was like, oh yeah, and then. Oh, by the way, the church.
He probably kicks speed under the table. He's probably like, hey, shut up about the Milwaukee thing. Huh?
I mean, I love the way they were sitting on the other side of the table. And when he pointed at the church, his finger was like right in his ear.
Right? Wingspan, dude. Take a break. Back with more to this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys ever look at the commercial log?
No.
You just always just like,
no,
you know what?
Marco says we're back.
That's, yeah.
That's what I go
so
by.
So that's what you go by. But yeah, you never like look at the thing and be like, hey, you know what? I should be in there with 30 seconds left.
Mm. Wait a minute. We were just standing next to you.
And why did I leave?
I don't know.
Because the commercial was running out.
Maybe you were going to talk
because
to
you felt uncomfortable with our presence.
Maybe you went and talked to Leonard.
I don't think he's here.
Okay.
I haven't seen him.
Okay.
I haven't seen him.
You know, he's going to walk by.
Or he's going to text us. I am here.
I am here. Mm. I'm in, guys, I'm in meetings.
Well, if he's in meetings, then he wouldn't hear that.
Yeah. Box in.
I don't know, why would you come to work just to do
meetings?
Yeah, Zoom meetings.
Mm. Some people like to come to work. It's they just feel more productive at work. At
yeah, home. Definitely.
What?
Mm-hmm. No. Not you. You got to go get a sandwich and pour ice into the microphone.
Yeah, but you have a studio, though, so it makes sense. Essentially, you're going to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do that on your kitchen counter. It doesn't work the same.
Not the same vibe.
Not the same vibe.
Like when Robbie used to do it from his closet.
Ah.
Yeah.
Things would just fall in his...
Covered in a blanket.
Yeah. Wow.
For the acoustics.
It's not acoustics.
No, he nailed it.
It's not. It's acoustics.
Well...
Listen, dude, I don't think your track record, you know, gets to judge him.
Well, he did say a funny word.
Like, you can?
I didn't judge him, did I?
You can?
Did I judge him?
The English language has been kicking your ass for years.
Big word for me, dog.
Is it biopic or biopic?
I would say you have more losses than me.
No!
Oh, yeah, I think so.
No! Wow.
I think you have more losses than me.
No!
Is mucklatory a word?
Who? Yes.
Take it easy.
What's that?
Mucklatory.
Oof.
He used that word during break. That's why I want to know.
A mocklatory?
Mocklatory.
Nah. Spell it.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know. Leroy,
M-O-C-H?
M-O-C-H.
L-A-T-O-R-Y.
This ain't going well.
What?
Or L-A-I.
Oof.
It's a word.
Say it again.
L almost just kicked your ass.
Huh?
Spell it.
M-O-C-H-L-I.
The hell does that word mean?
I heard you spelled it wrong.
It's a word, then. If I spelled it wrong. If it's not a word, then you can spell a word that doesn't exist.
It is not a standard English word and does not appear in the common dictionaries.
But you pulled it up and it came up, didn't it?
Well, it's
did it come
a
up?
Very weird way.
Did it come up? Are people using the word?
How did you use the word?
Yeah.
Somebody was mocking me and I said, you didn't have to be all mocklatory.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
Oh, I thought you said mocklatory.
No.
Ah.
But who says that?
Me. It's a word.
Well.
Mm. I mean, words.
Lightly.
You know, in the words of Leroy Horde, words mean words.
It's true.
Unless they're not words.
That's true.
Hold on.
I mean, it was so beautiful.
Can I just say this? You.
That was Ace Bailey?
Yeah.
You cannot ever talk about people talking about the English language.
I can't when I'm with you.
Why?
Because you're just on the same level as me, dude.
No.
Oh, get out of here.
You definitely get the donut.
Oh, please. Today, Juneteenth, indoors is a man, I kicked my ass.
Woo. Woo.
Speaking of sweat.
Woo.
Hey, hold on, man.
Again. And you so eloquently.
Hey, can I just tell you though? Hold on. There's different levels to this.
Okay, dude.
Because I went for a level 10 word, and he struggled with a level 3 word.
Yeah. You like these level 10 words, though, for sure.
I'm a little shook right now. I got to be honest with you.
I'm like fiberglass.
What? This guy is fiberglass.
Fiberglass. I can't even say.
Careful.
I'm going to try another word. Right. Then you want to say careful. Careful. Like I'm walking in the street with traffic.
Yeah, careful. Like, dude, you're the Roy Jones Jr. of butchering the English language.
What?
You really are. It's amazing.
What?
Or a newer model.
Yeah.
But there's more miles on the odometer.
That's like a level 1 word. That's a level 1 word.
Not good.
Mimo would say odometer. It's
like, when you say a creek, is what? That the correct way of saying it? Because I know you say it in a different way.
Crick?
Yes.
I just say that to mess with
people. I really say don't like when you say
no,
that.
No, I just say that to mess around. It's creek. But sometimes, you know, if you...
Well, you sound very down confident south, when you say it. That's crick. Why I'm just like...
Crick.
I like
that's
crick.
Not, I don't like that.
Crick?
Why?
Crick. Wow. It's like Redneck Creek is a crick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, look, we're not the only ones that struggle.
It's blasphemous. Damn. Mm.
Best 101 player in the world right there.
Yeah.
Wait.
Except for the guy that beat him.
Made him a member one.
Oh. You know, Bam Adebayo's been exhausted by the heat lately.
Made him a member one.
That's Bam Adebayo trying to say, like, we made a momentum run.
Made a momentum run.
That's what he meant.
Clearly, that momentum is kicking his ass.
Made a momentum run.
Hey, dude, like, you know what? I'm going to just say this. When you talk a lot, sometimes you get a little tongue-tied. It happens.
Just did, too. Spaghetti. That was just me messing with you.
Wait. We were serious, but you were playing.
Trying to get your Fontecchio on.
Really? Spaghetti. I say spaghetti all the time.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think you get excited. I think this is how it's said at the kitchen when it is spaghetti night.
Spaghetti.
Are we having spaghetti?
Oh, man.
Anyway, fix your words, dude.
In summation.
Dude. Come on, stop.
Do better.
Yeah. And apologize, Jennifer.
Well, for what?
Is that even a word?
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It is not a standard English word and does not appear in the common dictionaries.
Really?
Not a word.
Mm. Okay, have you seen the way people use the English language now? I have no idea what all the crap means.
Vuelo de Miura.
Wait, let me just say this. Let me say this.
I was reading Spanish.
No, let me say this. I don't speak Spanish. You speak Spanish, and you butchered it.
Well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
That was like.
Not a true mess.
That was like another language, Duolingo, like crossing up her ankles.
Yeah.
Bueno de millonarios.
We were so.
Don't try it, not too late!
Millonarios.
Oh, yeah, now you can say it after years of practice.
Years of
but
practice.
But when you had to say it.
I remember that.
Uh-huh.
What a time to be alive. All right, we'll take a break. We'll try and gather our words. More to come here on the show. Back after this.